The bankruptcy court delays the U.S. Airways American merger. Grasshopper is learning to fly. And have Young Eagles volunteer pilots won fuel reimbursement? This is Aero News for Monday, August 19, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice and several attorneys general around the country has caused a bankruptcy court judge to delay his ruling on the planned merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines. Judge Sean Lane said Thursday he has, quote, lingering doubts, end quote, about the merger in light of the suit, despite arguments from lawyers for both airlines that the suit should not stop him from approving the plan, according to a report from the Charlotte Observer. The suit means that the planned September date for the completion of the merger is now in serious jeopardy. Officials from both airlines have said they will fight the DOJ lawsuit, but if the government prevails, AMR will have to go back to a plan that leaves it as a standalone airline, a process that will significantly extend the company's timeline for emerging from bankruptcy. On August 13th, the Falcon 9 test rig, codenamed Grasshopper, completed a divert test, flying to a 250-meter altitude with a 100-meter lateral maneuver before returning to the center of the pad. The test demonstrated the vehicle's ability to perform more aggressive steering maneuvers than have been attempted in previous flights. Grasshopper is taller than a 10-story building, which makes the control problem particularly challenging. Diverts like this are an important part of the trajectory in order to land the rocket precisely back at the launch site after re-entering from space at hypersonic velocity. The flight lasted just over 1 minute. A YouTube video posted by SpaceX shows the test vehicle lifting off from its pad, moving sideways, and then returning to the pad in a controlled, soft touchdown. The test is part of SpaceX's program to develop a completely reusable space launch system in which the main booster is recovered and refurbished for later launches. This week, the FAA responded to an EAA petition filed in April 2012, which would allow volunteer private pilots flying Young Eagles to be reimbursed for fuel consumed during sanctioned Young Eagles events. In its response, the FAA said in part, quote, "A partial grant of exemption would be in the public interest. The FAA finds that the Eagle Flight Young Eagles flights are similar to sightseeing operations offered by commercial entities on a for-hire basis. However, we acknowledge that the EFYE program is unique and designed strictly as a tool to familiarize the non-flying public with general aviation operations. For that reason, we find it is worthwhile to assist the EAA's cause," end quote. However, the agency said that the minimum level of pilot certification to operate under the terms of the exemption for an EFYE program is at least a private pilot certificate. The inherent limitations of the recreational pilot and sport pilot certificate do not lend themselves to quasi-commercial flying of this nature. The EAA said in a news release that the Young Eagles and Advocacy Safety Departments are reviewing the exemption to determine what, if any, benefit it provides to the EAA member volunteer pilots who fly Young Eagles. EAA will provide additional information as it completes its analysis. Continental Motors Group, a division of AVIC International Holding Corporation, announced on Friday that its Technify Motors GmbH division has successfully renewed all EASA certifications required to design, produce, and maintain its successful line of Jet-A-fueled Centurion engines. The certification renewal was required as part of the process to complete the acquisition of the assets of T-Lert Aircraft Engines. The company says it will now concentrate on customer service, improving parts availability, and expansion into emerging economies. An experienced wingsuit flyer was fatally injured last Wednesday during a helicopter jump in the Swiss Alps. Investigators reviewing video captured by a second jumper said that 42-year-old Mark Sutton may have been, quote-unquote, showing off when he impacted the side of a mountain at nearly 150 miles per hour. Sutton was considered one of the best wingsuit flyers in the world, as well as an experienced skydiver. When Aero News continues, don't call them drones. Air sampling in the skies of Texas, and don't start what you can't finish.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, August 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The UAV industry doesn't want the media to use the word drone when referring to unmanned aircraft, and they mean it. Media representatives logging in to the Wi-Fi at the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, or AUVSI, conference in Washington, D.C. last week were given the password, quote, "don't say drones," end quote, for accessing the wireless network. AUVSI says that the word drone conjures up a negative image for the average citizen. Michael Toscano, president of the organization, told Breaking Defense that the image of a weaponized, large, and autonomous aircraft commonly associated with the word drone is not only inaccurate, but damaging to the industry. Toscano says an unmanned aerial system is made up of several parts, and the aircraft is only one component of the system. The most important piece, he said, is the human being controlling the aircraft. But Toscano may be fighting a losing battle. Even among exhibitors at the AUVSI show, Northrop Grumman was handing out calendars featuring the new X-47B with the title, quote, "The Rise of the Super Drones," end quote, while at the same time complaining about the use of the word drones. A multi-year NASA science mission soon will be airborne over Houston, Texas, to help scientists measure and forecast air quality from space. Flights will be at altitudes as low as 1,000 feet, utilizing a P-3 turboprop and a B-200 King Air. The two aircraft are part of a five-year study NASA calls Discover AQ, which is short for, bear with me here, Deriving Information on Surface Conditions from Column and Vertically Resolved Observations Relevant to Air Quality. Whew. Thank goodness for NASA and those acronyms. Researchers are working to improve the ability of satellites to consistently observe air quality in the lowest part of the atmosphere. If scientists can better observe pollution from space, they may be able to make better air quality forecasts and more accurately determine where pollution is coming from and why emissions vary. Discover AQ is an Earth Venture mission, part of the Earth System Science Pathfinder program. Well, never has the old adage, "don't start what you can't finish," held more true than in this next story. A pair of Dutch mountain climbers, aged 27 and 30, had climbed to the top of Little Gold Peak near Salzburg in Austria, an elevation of about 5,700 feet. At the peak, they wrote in the book placed there for those who reach the summit, quote, "we are going back by helicopter," end quote. And on the way back down the mountain, they called the rescue helo, according to a report from Reuters. Well, as you might imagine, emergency officials were not amused. The pair now faces fines of about $3,000 and up to 6 months in jail should they be convicted of abusing emergency signals. Official Helmut Furst told Austrian broadcast service ORF that, quote, "we want to send a clear signal that help and rescue measures and search flights are only to be launched when absolutely necessary, because there is always a risk for the rescue teams," end quote. Now, knowing what I do about helicopters and their costs of operation, it might be more of a punishment if the two were just made to pay for their flight down. I'm Glenn Moyer, and I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.